Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Kate Smith debuted the song, God Bless America, written by Irving Berlin, on her radio show on November the 10th, 1938, Armistice Day. The words you heard to open today's podcast are part of that song, but rarely heard. Welcome to History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. The Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums will be open and decorated for the holidays on Sunday, December the 9th from 1 until 5. Please stop by. And why not consider joining the Society for 2019? We're always looking for new members. An individual membership for 1 year is $20. Families under one roof may join for $30 a year. And we do have a lifetime membership of $300. Half of those funds go into an endowment to maintain and improve our museums. My podcast this week shares information from historian Helen Sishaz of Danville on Armistice Day and its eventual change over to Veterans Day and some of the celebrations in Montour County over the years. On September the 1st, 1919, there was a three-day welcome home celebration to honor Montour County's World War I veterans. Mill Street buildings were bedecked in patriotic splendor to mark the occasion. Floats and marching bands were on hand, as well as employees from Danville's iron mills. Hundreds of people lined the town streets to applaud the soldier boys all along the parade route. Another parade marched through town on November the 11th, 1919, to celebrate President Wilson's newly proclaimed Armistice Day, a year after the Treaty of 1918. The armistice of November the 11th, 1918, was an agreement that ended the fighting on the Western Front between the Allies and Germany. It went into effect at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month. President Wilson asked for a day to be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of our veterans and gratitude for the victory. Again, large crowds gathered to honor the vets. A dance was held in the evening in the Episcopal Parish House. Reminiscing years later at a Veterans Day remembrance, Miss Boone Ekman, a nurse on duty during World War I in France, recalled, "We were on duty when the armistice was signed. The bandmaster called out the band members and the nurses, and all patients who were able marched through to the tune of 'There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.' We could see German prisoners watching. I think they were happier than anyone." By the way, Boone Ekman was the daughter of Colonel Charles W. Ekman of the 93rd Pennsylvania Regiment in the Civil War. In November 1939, an ad in the Morning News remembering Armistice Day in 1918 was submitted by the three banks of Danville, First National Bank, the Danville National Bank, and the Montour County Trust Company. The turmoil in Europe in 1939 was rapidly becoming a concern to the citizens of America. The newspaper wrote, "The nations are few in which there is peace today, 21 years after the armistice of the last World War. There is havoc and destruction, homes bereft and orphaned children. There is lack of freedom, and personal liberty once again becomes a cause to be fought for. This is true in lands where men, women, and children have the same affection, the same emotions as our wives and husbands, sons and daughters." Father T.F.X. Doherty, in his sermon for Armistice Day at St. Joseph Church, said these words, "When we recall in grateful but saddened memory those who fell in the World War, we are divinely inspired to pray that such an unholy sacrifice will not again be expected from mankind." But that concern soon became a reality, as the U.S. became involved with both Germany and Japan in a war that took an enormous toll on American armed forces. The victory in Europe, VE Day, on May the 8th, 1945, began a celebration around the world. Millions of people were on the streets participating in the victory. Here in Danville, car horns were beeping, whistles were blowing, shouting and singing on every street throughout the entire town. The crowds were reminded that there was still a war to be fought, and on August the 14th, 1945, VJ Day, that war was ended with the surrender of Japan. Montour County began a victory loan campaign, the final of the war loan series for Armistice Day. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual remembrance, and November the 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938, dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be thereafter celebrated as Armistice Day. November the 11th, 1954, a parade, blood donations, and the official welcome home of Korean War veterans highlighted the activities planned by the VFW and American Legion Post 40 for Armistice Day. The parade consisted of veterans of all wars, Boys and Girl Scouts, fire companies, Boys and Girls Bands, high school band, and auxiliaries of all organizations. Admiral Randall Jacobs of Riverside, a retired naval officer, was the main speaker on the program. Besides commemorating the 1918 Armistice Day, the event served as a time to honor our veterans of the Korean War. A special guest was Floyd N. Wiedensahl, a prisoner of North Korea for nearly 3 years, who was allowed home from the Valley Forge Hospital to participate in the parade. In 1954, after having been through World War II and the Korean War, the 83rd U.S. Congress, at the urging of the Veterans Service Organization, amended the Act of 1938 by striking out the word armistice and inserted the word veterans. There was a time in Danville on Armistice Day when all through the town bells rang and whistles would blow at 11 o'clock. Most people would stop for a moment of silence. Red poppies were sold throughout the town by the veterans of foreign war to raise money for charitable contributions to veterans organizations. These poppies referred to a poem describing a battlefield in World War I, In Flanders Fields, by John McCrae, who wrote it in 1915. Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day, a common misunderstanding according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Memorial Day honors American service members who died in service to their country as a result of injuries incurred during battle, while Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead. Danville's Memorial Park is a beautiful setting that honors those from Montour County who have served in wars over the years. Why not take the time to stroll through the park? And please, take the time to remember all veterans that served our country through many wars since 1918.